producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Here we go. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Lionheart Industries has got an outrageous Black Friday sale coming up. I mean, outrageous. In some cases, discounts on their handguns up to $276. And if you want to, if you don't know that much about Lionheart, there's a video on the top of the top story on the front page of the website, lockandloadradio.com. It's on YouTube. It's simply titled Lionheart Industries Black Friday Sale 2014. If you want my impressions of the gun, but many people have reviewed the gun. This is a gun that if it catches hold, those of you that like stuff like SIGs and Berettas and the traditional double action pistol, this is the one that will replace it just because of the different ways you can carry it. Believe me, because I've carried all those. And this is what I'm going to carry if I'm carrying a double action pistol. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. You can still get in on the pre-orders. They're still happening today. Black Friday and tomorrow. Black Friday sale starts Friday the 28th. Goes through Cyber Monday. Now, across the world, what we're seeing now in a lot of cases, we're seeing restrictions on regular people having guns loosening. Now, in Israel, for example, when a soldier's off duty in Israel, they can be walking around in a T-shirt and a pair of shorts and flip-flops, and they can carry their M4 or their Tavor off duty. And that's a sight that is, you know, it's not like it is in Texas, where people see that and think they call the cops. This is something else altogether. Everybody's used to it. But for a regular civilian there, It has been relatively tight just to own a gun. Yeah, you have to meet a rigid set of criteria to own a firearm. You are limited in the number of firearms and type that you can own, and the amount of ammunition you may own and keep is limited to a single 50-round box. And permits must be renewed every 3 years. And that's the way it was previously. A recent outbreak of Islamic terrorist attacks have forced the Israeli government to reconsider their position on gun control. And they have now made it much easier for law-abiding citizens to acquire firearms for self-defense. And these may include automatic weapons on a case-by-case basis, probably based on where they live and what proximity to certain types of attacks that have happened around them. In Russia, street crime, and to a much lesser extent the threat of Islamic terrorism, has become so bad that Putin's Russia is now allowing citizens to arm themselves. Russian gun rights supporters point to the United States as how things should be. Coming from one of their news rags. Pro-gun ownership campaigners, however, point to U.S. statistics as proof that ownership of firearms could keep them safer. Some Russians blame corrupt police for the high crime rates. Opposition politician, and this is Alexander Navalny, who supports gun ownership, quipped to the New Republic magazine in 2012 that firearms could help keep Russians safer from the law enforcement officers charged with protecting them. We have a huge homicide rate. Most of these murders are unsolved, and many police officers are among the criminals, he told the magazine. In America, the argument works that there are professionals to protect us. Here, the police are the main criminals, and they're armed. Others from the pro-gun ownership lobby said that firearms would help keep Russians safer from criminals. A person may decide not to commit a crime if he thinks he may be shot or may encounter resistance. This is coming from Maria Bettina, founder of the Russian Right to Bear Arms organization. It's odd that Russians echo people like Larry Pratt and Wayne LaPierre and everything else. Put her on hold. I'll go straight to her. That's odd. It sounds weird. All right, let's try this. I see you there on the phone. Let's see if I can get you here. Mary from Virginia. Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
On GCN. And, no.
Okay.
You're cute too, but your gun's cuter, okay?
Okay, but, I understand that.
My husband won a pump shotgun. Is that a Mossburn?
The gun that's on the GCN photo is an AR-15 that was modded up for me.
Oh, it looked like a Mossburn pump.
No, ma'am. If it was a Mossberg pump, one of the most intimidating firearms that I've ever seen pointed at anybody,
yeah,
is a Mossberg pump. And that right there, that's just an AR-15.
Okay. What do you think about the well, his birthday is soon, and he won the pump. And I was researching, and I thought, ooh, that's badass looking. And it was a Mossberg pump. What do you think of them?
The Mossberg pump, as far as a gun is concerned, a shotgun, it has a safety in a really good place. It has a lot of accessories that you could make it better. And there's no problem with them. There's no problem with them at all. The 500 is a gun I would have owned and will own again.
Oh, the 500.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, they've got different models of the Mossberg pumps, but I mean, they've got the one that I'm the two that I'm most familiar with, or the three actually. They've got one called the Maverick, which is relatively inexpensive, just as dangerous. They've got the 500 and the 590, and then that's the pump shotguns.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm cute. I just realized I made a big mistake that we're going to fix as we come into the next break. And I'm letting him in on the plan as well. It's interesting, though, that here we are in the middle of a ramped-up process here in the United States to go state by state and impose more gun control, and countries like Israel and Russia are looking to us and saying, this is the way we need to be. Based on stats. Clearly, we are not the epidemic. We do not have the epidemic of gun violence that the gun grabbers would have you believe. But I find that interesting. I can't type and talk at the same time. Oh, gosh. This is what happens when you rush around trying to get things together. This is exactly what happens when that happens. You make mistakes. Goodness gracious. I've never talked about the Mossberg. I probably need to take up. I need to do a show on. I need to do some segments on training with shotguns. I don't do it for the most part. I want to do it. I've got plenty of ammo to do it. But I don't do it. But that's something I do need to take up. The only thing about a shotgun that I don't like versus the AR-15 is reloading the AR-15 is much easier than the shotgun. Although, if I have to face 8 rounds of double-aught buck, I'm having a bad day. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. The Black Friday sale starts in 2 days. You can pre-order your gun today and tomorrow and ensure that you're getting up to 44% off on selected firearms. No less than, I believe the lowest discount is 22%. And if you If you've never shot one or anything and you need some impressions of it, go to the homepage on my website, and there's a video review of the gun there. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. I exist in a logical world, and sometimes when it comes to legal matters, well, logic just doesn't come into play. So I have to lean on my guests here because they sift through the sea of illogic and actually turn it into layman's terms for me. Joining us from Texas/U.S. Law Shield, we're joined again by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
I didn't know, Michelle, I if you sent me something saying that worked, I didn't get it. in our email exchange a couple of days ago.
Okay, no big deal.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, just out of curiosity. We just had a grand jury come back with no indictment in Ferguson, Missouri, which that's touched off all kinds of other stuff. But right now, the Department of Justice is signaling that they're going to continue to pursue and investigate to see whether a civil rights case should be brought about. Is it normal for the feds to look at something that is a criminal matter or was wanting to be considered a criminal matter and decide that that kind of decision just won't do, so they've got to make something up? Is that a normal thing?
Absolutely not. This is really one of those lightning is striking, I guess, again, because we saw this with the Zimmerman-Trayvon Martin case where the feds got involved. But no, you don't see very often a situation like this where the feds want to pick up, be involved in the middle of a state matter. And all I can assume is that because it is just so politically charged, there's race issues where there shouldn't be race issues. And you've got Eric Holder wanting to get in the middle of it. You've got President Obama wanting to get into the middle of it, when really this is a state issue and they should stay out of it.
Well, I mean, are they going to get involved in all of the... I mean, I believe last night that the rioters burned down the church that Michael Brown's parents attended. And what they're saying is that we didn't get no justice. They've got insurance. They can rebuild. We still don't get no justice. Are they also going to descend upon the rioters and pick them up piecemeal and, you know, shepherd them on their way to the Gray Bar Hotel?
Pardon me, Bill. Probably not, because the thing about it is that the only reason the federal government can get involved in something like this is because there is a police officer involved. And if that police officer acting under the color of law can be determined to have violated the civil rights of Michael Brown, then the feds have the ability to pick it up. If you will think back 25 years ago, this is exactly what happened with the officers who were involved in the Rodney King event. If you'll recall, they were actually tried in state court. They were acquitted in Simi Valley, in a Simi Valley court there in California. The feds got involved and wound up convicting, I believe, three of the police officers. And so there is precedence for doing this whenever a police officer is involved. However, there's no state action with the general lawlessness of the people who are going around looting and committing arson.
Well, I mean, as a regular citizen, I'm supposed to be walking around and respecting law enforcement, and this administration continually tries to make them look like Keystone Cops. And, you know, they did it with the beer summit. Obama did it with the beer summit. I guess he could have another beer summit with Darren Wilson and some of the other parties involved. But, I mean, most of these guys in Ferguson have not. I mean, burning down all these businesses has nothing to do with what happened to Michael Brown. So is this just malfeasance of office on the part of the federal government?
Well, the whole looting and arson that took place the other night, that's kind of an interesting political dynamic, because I've seen in the aftermath, of course, I've seen everybody claiming that there wasn't enough of a police presence, that the governor called out the National Guard, but that he put them in the wrong neighborhood, and that they should have been in that particular area of Ferguson where they knew there was going to be demonstrations. And, you know, looking at it, and believe me, I'm not really a pro-government guy, but if you look at it objectively, the state government of Missouri was kind of in a no-win situation. If they would have brought in the National Guard into Ferguson, then they would have been accused of using military tactics to incite what would otherwise be a peaceful demonstration. And so they didn't want to go that route, and they kept the National Guard put out, and a lot of the police kind of confined to a certain area, and now they're accused of not providing enough protection that allowed generally lawless people to come in and infiltrate and redirect what would otherwise have been a peaceful demonstration. Now, that doesn't mean that I agree with the premise that it could have been an otherwise peaceful demonstration, but that's the demonstrator's position on that. So the government is really in a very, very difficult position in dealing with that. And so the federal government would have had no place in that because, like I said, this dealing with general lawlessness is a police action that is pretty much exclusively the purview of state governments.
Right, but we're coming up on the next break, so I'm not going to ask you another question. I'm going to let you mull this over, and I want to pick it up on the other side. With government, with all of the mechanisms they have in place, like police and National Guard and everything else, should it be a matter of not wanting to look like something versus actually allowing things to happen? Them getting out there I'm sure you guys knew or thought, no matter how this comes out, there's going to be a riot, and he's not going to get indicted. So there's going to be a riot. And from my standpoint, if there's going to be a riot and there's going to be property damage and all this other stuff, how do you know if there's nobody in that building when you start torching it? That's a possibility of murder at that point. All of this negligent stuff that can happen in the middle of a riot, if I've got the personnel and I'm Governor Jay Nixon, and I know he never would even cultivate anywhere near my mindset, but I'm putting the 2,200 National Guard troops out there in patrol formations, and I will worry about the press later. And if the rioters, you know, if they're just walking, if they're just standing in a wedge, not doing anything, not letting trouble happen, but not doing anything else, then I just don't see where the blowback comes. But we'll talk about that when we get back. From Texas / U.S. Law Shield, I am joined again by Michelle and Edwin. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
To you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com, and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries, the Black Friday sale pre-ordering right now going on. This is the only double action pistol I will ever carry from this point on. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. My guests, if you live in Colorado or Florida or Missouri or Oklahoma or Texas or Georgia, did you guys say you got into Georgia?
Yep, we are in Georgia.
Georgia?
What right, did I move, Bill?
Did I? Yeah, I know. Did I miss one?
Did you get Pennsylvania?
I missed Pennsylvania.
Okay.
See, this is going to be the problem we're going to have as you guys keep adding states. I'm going to have to start making a list. Script. Yeah, and checking it twice. Then you can be a member of Texas Law Shield / U.S. Law Shield, and there's lots of reasons to do that. But talking with Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington from U.S. Law Shield. Now, my question to you was, have we come to the point now where a governor who is charged, you know, he's got all the mechanisms in place to try to keep the public safe, he has to be concerned with the public perception of the tools he can put in place to keep the public safe? Has it become a thing where we can't worry about the public relations?
I think it's the lose-lose. I think no matter what the governor would have done, it would have been the wrong decision in the eyes of these rioters. Because if you go out, I mean, with these the highly militarized National Guard, they would have been offended, I guess is the word you could use.
And he would have been absolutely blasted in the media for it. And then, of course, he tries to have faith and trust in his community and thinks maybe we don't need to call them in. And he's being blasted for it. So this guy, I mean, it's just a lose-lose for him. It really just depends on what is more important. Do you, you know, bring in the highly militarized police force and deal with the protesters, or do you try to have faith and trust in your community?
Yeah, but he wasn't dealing with his community, right? I mean, you got, I mean, there's CAIR is there, C-A-I-R, the community and something else, the Islamic organization. The communists are there. The Communist Party is there. The Black Panthers are there. These aren't Ferguson residents putting all this stuff together. I mean, they're not the ones organizing the bad stuff. So, I mean, shouldn't that, I mean, do we know something that nobody has briefed Governor Nixon on?
Well, I think that he just, that, you know, he may have realized that, look, whatever I do, it's not going to be, you know, somebody is going to criticize it. And so he may have done a cost-benefit analysis. Say, look, what is, you know, which group is going to cost me the most if I get on the wrong side? Or, and of course, you know, you said something about reality. And a lot of things, especially in politics, more than any other place, perception is reality. So, you know, it may have come down to I can put the National Guard out there and I can save a dozen businesses, or I can leave the National Guard here and not turn this into, you know, Watts 1966.
See, I would be, and this is probably why I'm never going to hold elected office, I would err on the side of my constituents and their businesses. You know, some of these businesses that were burned down, do we know that they had insurance on those businesses, or have they lost everything they've ever put into it?
Well, I would guess, you know, knowing, I don't know the intricacies, obviously, of every insurance policy, but most insurance policies that I've seen, they have an exclusion for riots and acts of war.
Oh, so even if they have insurance, there could be something exclusionary. Now, see, for me, if I'm an insurance company and I invoke that, that's a public relations nightmare for me to get out there and say, well, of course, you didn't have the special riot clause in your insurance policy. I'm afraid you are SOL.
Well, it's very boilerplate. These things are called force majeure clauses, which just
right.
means act of God, and riots fall under that.
Yeah, and they usually exclude riot, war, acts of terrorism, which, you know, that's one thing with the acts of terrorism going all the way back to, you know, McVeigh, and then, of course, the World Trade Center bombing. Since most insurance companies have these clauses, I was always very curious to find out, and I've never seen anything written on this, how many insurance companies did invoke that clause to deny coverage to people who were insured.
Well, in any event, do you guys have, has the Missouri membership begun to fill up for you guys?
You know, I do not know. Being that we are just the attorneys, I have not seen the numbers.
Just the
I'm
ones doing the work.
Other things.
Yes, yes. You probably. My next question was going to be: do you know if you got a bunch of calls prior to this grant? Which you probably don't know that either. That'd be interesting to find out. I know there's a lot of new gun owners there for you guys to go after.
Yeah, that's no kidding.
A lot of new gun owners. There's actually. They some of these gun shops in Ferguson have actually had to reach out to gun shops in other states to try to get more inventory, and they actually have these little co-ops going on where they're transferring guns from FFL to FFL. I'm sure the anti-gunners will just love that.
Yeah, one of the interesting things that I saw in the news coverage of this on Monday night was that they reported that there were over 150 gunshots reported, and the news media made it seem like the police were just were writing all of those off. And as long as nobody wound up dead, the police were not even bothered to investigate who may have fired any firearms.
In Oakland, California, where they've had a little gunfire going on there, they've just employed this system which uses a directional listening mechanism. And they've discovered that there's so many gunshots going off in Oakland that they never knew happened before they had this system. You know, I don't know about them writing stuff off. There's just in trying to employ the police. I mean, the ratio to police in the United States overall is 1 to 19,000. I don't know what it boils down to in Ferguson. And I don't know how many local jurisdictions have joined in to try to augment them. But, they're just not enough people. Not enough of them to go around. So I don't know if they're writing them off. I just don't know how they would respond to it all. If you're standing guard on a place and you've got buildings burning around you and you're the lone building that these cops are guarding that isn't on fire, do you hear a gunshot and say, "Oh, we got to go investigate that now"? Based on why they're guarding the building. I saw them guarding a mobile station. They had a team in front of a mobile station while things were burning all around it. I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, hopefully those buildings were smart. I mean, there certainly was enough lead-up time to this. And that's another thing that I found to be very ironic in just showing that no matter what would have happened, no matter what the government would have done in the situation, they would have been criticized by somebody. So they were criticized for putting it off. Well, then, it's very easy to see how they would have been criticized for just coming out and making the announcement with no warning. They were criticized, the DA was criticized for giving a very long explanation as to the evidence that was presented and why the grand jury may or may not have done what they did, and he was criticized for that. However, I can see where he definitely would have been criticized if he would have just come out with a two-word statement that said, "No, Bill," and just left it at that. Then he would have been criticized for not giving us enough information and accused of hiding evidence. And so,
all right. We're going into the next break, so if you guys can hang on, we'll come back to this. We'll be right back. My guest from Texas / U.S. Law Shield, Edwin Michelle, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Massive Black Friday sale. Get in on the pre-ordering right now. You can do it today. You can do it tomorrow during Thanksgiving. And then starting Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can start buying at those massive discounts. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. My guests this hour from Texas / U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Guys, before we move on, I'm being asked when you guys are looking at Tennessee and Kentucky. Tennessee sooner than Kentucky.
Yeah, Tennessee is actually in the works right now, I believe.
Kentucky, a little more of a minefield for you guys to negotiate. That's really the problem, isn't it? All the local... It's not just you guys saying, well, we can't find an office there.
No, a lot of it, we've got to get approval by certain government bodies to open up business.
Also, Kentucky has more hillbillies, so... I'm just kidding, Bill.
I was stationed at Fort Campbell, which sits right on the Kentucky-Tennessee line. It's only called Fort Campbell, Kentucky, because the post office is on the Kentucky side of the border, because most of it's actually in Tennessee. So I have lived in both places at the same time.
That's impressive.
It is impressive. Not many people can do that. I guess you guys are probably still watching. California is not going to just look at this thing that came down from their Ninth Circuit and say, well, okie doke, they're still trying to fight it, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No. The government will always fight any time one of their rules is determined to be unconstitutional. They'll fight to the death.
But, you know, isn't it pretty much... And I'll throw one controversial Supreme Court case at you. Doesn't everybody look at Roe versus Wade as the law of the land now? And I know there's protests against it, but I mean, isn't that pretty much just accepted now?
Yeah, it would be the thing about, you know, not to get too far into this conversation.
Right.
Bill, we talk enough about guns. Why do you want to keep throwing other incendiary topics at us?
Well, I don't want to pick it up as a topic. That's just one that they look at and say, so law of the land is settled. I mean, this is settled law now, this Ninth Circuit decision. This is settled law. The D.C. law, it's in the same realm as far as I'm concerned. Let's look at D.C. They were told that they were pursuing an unconstitutional agenda by outright banning of carrying guns. So they put together a scheme where it's still de facto banned.
Well, that's because the reason for this is because a lot of people don't realize how court precedents and in particular Supreme Court rulings work, is that whenever the Supreme Court declares that something is unconstitutional, they are declaring that one particular law in that particular instance to be unconstitutional. And they usually do not make broad, sweeping statements. For example, you know, in your Roe versus Wade argument, they didn't say abortion is legal, you know, all times under all circumstances. They said that government cannot regulate abortion beyond this point, which means that the state still had power to regulate abortions up to that point, and so they left it to the particular legislatures to decide, you know, which point, you know, at what point they will regulate abortion to. Similarly, they've left it to legislatures to determine what point they will regulate guns up to, and then it's up to the people who disagree with those regulations to try to expand the initial court holding to say, well, Court, you've told us that these regulations are prohibited. Now we want you to also look at these, because they're trying to skirt around the issue and they're trying to de facto regulate what you've declared can't be regulated. Therefore, we need you to declare these things illegal as well.
Well,
so
okay.
That's what causes all of these court cases. Imagine that a legislature said, that passed some regulation that said you cannot paint a car red, all right? And so it goes up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no, legislatures don't have the power to say you can't paint a car red. So now the legislatures go back and they say, well, okay, we'll say you can't have one that's maroon, and then, or you can't have one that, you know, this isn't red, this is more of a purplish color, and so we can regulate this. And so the Supreme Court will have to say, no, you know, it's still red. You know, you can't pass a regulation that says you can't have a red car. And so that you have to deal with, you know, they'll continually push, legislatures will continually push where they think they can have the power to regulate. And until a court tells them that they can't regulate that area, they're going to attempt to do that. And that's exactly what they did in the gun laws. The New York case is a perfect example of that. Whenever they challenged the entirety of the post-Sandy Hook New York laws, they challenged, you know, half a dozen of the regulations, and the court basically said, you know, five of these regulations are okay, but the one regulating magazine capacities is not. Well, you know, where's the logic behind that? And so whenever you have a court saying some regulations are okay, some are not, then that means that every single regulation has to be litigated to determine whether or not a court's going to find it's okay or not.
In the case of the D.C. court, in the case of Scufflin, is that his name? Scuggins? Scufflin, something like that. He told them that what they were doing was unconstitutional. They had to put together a package where people could carry guns. Now, should he have articulated and actually described to them what he wanted in his ruling, was it just too ambiguous? And because of that, because what you have then is the spirit of the law, you know, the spirit of the law, the unwritten part of the ruling. Should these guys that are making these rulings, these judges, should they actually get into detail and saying, this is what you're going to do, and this is going to be how you do it? I mean, is that something judges can do?
Well, no, they... I guess in a perfect world, they should do that, but they're not allowed to do that because that would be actually creating legislation from the bench. And so they're only allowed to tell the legislatures what they can't do. They really can't tell them what they should do. Now, there have been odd cases where that has actually happened, but by and law, that's not the judge's job. The judge is to say, look, I'm only here to make sure that whatever legislature does, it doesn't interfere with the rights of an individual. So all I can do is look at the particular regulation that's put before me and determine whether it is or isn't constitutional. I can't go out of my way to then say, hey, legislature, you know, these things you could do would be constitutional, but, you know, this thing that you've done is not. They can't do that. That's not in their realm of authority.
Now, in the event, because it looks like the D.C. City Council is going to be found in contempt, does that mean that some Metro Police go to the City Council chamber and arrest the mayor and the City Council? We got a couple of minutes left. I just want to know if that's actually a penalty that I, you know, there'd be a lot of cheering going on if that happened.
Well, there's civil contempt and there's criminal contempt. And if they were held in criminal contempt, then yes, the court could send the U.S. Marshals to then pick up the City Council. However, most of these issues wind up being in the realm of civil contempt.
Politicians. And you guys get to deal with their stupidity on after the fact, don't you?
Oh yeah, you should have heard the screaming match that me and Edwin got into yesterday over a poorly written statute that was written by Pennsylvania legislators.
Well, it's going to be very interesting here in Texas, Bill, because you know in a month the Texas legislature cranks up, and you know we're already seeing factions in the firearms community starting to choose sides about what laws they're going to support.
Well, you know, my first thought is the Second Amendment is all we need, but I know living in the real world, it's going to take a little while to get to that point. So. All of their gun control has been incrementally enacted. I think it's sort of unrealistic to get out there and think we're going to get the whole loaf of bread the first time around.
That's exactly right. Political compromise is a real thing that we have to deal with.
We just have to push it back the other way. I can live with that, pushing it back the other way. I'd really like for it to go exactly the way I want it right now, but that's all beside the point. Texas/U.S. Law Shield. I will be in touch with you. Are you guys going to be around after 11 a.m.?
Yeah, give us a call.
I'll call you back. We'll make sure this never our snafu never happens again. Thanks for joining me.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right, folks, rolling into the second hour. Coming up next, Kevin Griffin from the Second Amendment Organization. We'll be right back.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. Time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com, tough as nails.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.